This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Authorities say the wildfire that killed 19 firefighters in southwestern Arizona is still not even marginally contained and has burned 200 structures, mostly homes. The Arizona fire is in tinder-dry chaparral country, but as we know, forested areas are also wrestling with a bad fire season. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports.
Ben Robinette had plenty of reasons to move his family up to the rural rustic development of Black Forest.
You know, it's always 10 degrees cooler up here than it is in Colorado Springs, and you can hear the trees blowing and birds chirping, and you know, so it was nice. I liked it.
The main sound in Black Forest these days is idling truck engines as crews slowly haul away rubble from the more than 500 homes that burnt to the ground here a few weeks ago. A recent investigative report found in the past two decades, around 250,000 people moved into Colorado's most fire-prone areas.
I don't think people quite realize that we all are, paying for people to live in these types of neighborhoods.
Gregory Simon is an environmental policy expert at the University of Colorado. He says it can be hard to see the full cost of wildfires. Every taxpayer chips in a few pennies to cover firefighting efforts. Homeowners all pay a bit extra in their premiums for massive damage claims. On the other side, there are clearly some who benefit from forest development, like, say, property tax-hungry local governments.
They do have an incentive to build these developments in areas that will create kind of high property values. So a lot of these areas are, you know, comprised of large homes with great views and quite often packed in pretty tightly for the purpose of generating revenues for cities and counties.
Officials across the West struggle with how to make forest homeowners more responsible for defending their property. 2 years ago, California approved a controversial fee for people in fire-prone areas. A task force in Colorado is weighing something similar, but Governor John Hickenlooper says top-down mandates have never been this state's style. The governor wants to see more voluntary fire protection efforts, things homeowners can do themselves, like clearing trees.
It's like a lot of things. We have to hit people over the head. Doesn't mean that the state should be dictating or usurping the local role there.
As the price tag for firefighting keeps getting higher, states like Colorado might have to rethink their role in promoting the vision of that idyllic home in the woods. In Denver, I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.